Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's that time. Time for Walking in Power Radio, where we present powerful interviews with powerful people, with your host, Dr. B.J. Relliford, visionary and founder of Women of Power Incorporated and executive director of the Women of Power Network, where we produce with power.
She's gentle. She's strong. Of your favorite song, incredible what you can achieve.
Dr. B.J. Relliford.
Good morning, and welcome to Walking in Power Blog Talk Radio. As stated, I'm your host, Dr. B.J. Relliford, founder and visionary of Women of Power, executive director of the Women of Power Network. You just heard Antonia Lawrence, The Power of a Woman. You can get that song on iTunes, Reverb Nation, and multiple media outlets. We have a powerful program today because this is where we have powerful interviews with powerful people. Let me share a little of our sponsors. Moby Flyer. It's a flyer custom design that lives on your phone. Does everything a print flyer should do, but can't. A mobile flyer is fun to interact with and engaging to your customers. It's not a mobile website. It's not an app. It's a mobile interactive flyer. MobyFlyers.mobi. MobyFlyers.mobi. Coming 2015, host Pastor Val Farborough, Diamond Women's Conference, Face for My Footsteps, April 30th to May 2nd in the beautiful city of Metropolitan Atlanta. Go to DiamondWomenConference.com. That's DiamondWomenConference.com to hear more about it. And you know, and I know, it's Women of Power time, the 17th annual Women of Power Women's Weekend, and our theme, Matters of the Heart. Scripture says, guard your heart with all diligence, for everything you do flows from it. Let's hear a little more from our sponsors and about Women of Power.
17th annual Women of Power Women's Weekend presents Matters of the Heart, March 19th through the 22nd, at the beautiful Congress Hotel and Suites, Norcross, Georgia. Proverbs 4:23, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Registration available at women-of-power.org. That's women-of-power.org. Special day rates are also available. I'm your host, Dr. B.J. Relliford, and I look forward to seeing you there.
Virtual book tours is one of the best ways to get your book noticed by potentially thousands of new readers. FAB Virtual Tours staff will walk you through the process of embarking on a virtual tour for your book, business, music, and or ministry, providing simple but yet effective strategies for getting your product and your message in front of thousands. Sign up for a free consultation, www.latboyd.com.
D.H. Bonner Virtual Solutions, LLC. Are you a ministry, a coach, or personal trainer? Perhaps you're a writer, a business owner, or executive. Then you've called the right number. With more than 30 years of experience working with various ministries and Fortune 100 corporations, we are a global firm that has the knowledge and expertise to offer an advanced skill set to support your efforts in presenting yourself, your product, or your project with excellence. If you're seeking higher performance and growth, let us help. Visit our website at dhbonner.net today. We appreciate your call, and we're excited about partnering with you on your next project, D.H. Bonner Virtual Solutions, LLC, so that you can focus on your goals.
Please support our many, many sponsors, and we're so are so thankful for them. And if you would like to be a sponsor on Walking Empower Blog Talk Radio, please connect with us on Walking Empower, number one, at women-of-power.org. Email us at Walking Empower, the number one, at women-of-power.org. I am thoroughly excited to have a special guest with us today. I had an opportunity to speak with her, and I've been reading all about her, and I'm so looking forward to it because she speaks to a place that I think so many of us have dealt with, are dealing with, or at one time or another in your life will deal with. Would you please welcome with me Creelan Peters, the Fear Whisperer. She's an author, speaker, coach, singer, songwriter, drawing on her experience as a licensed psychotherapist and her ability to easily connect with others. Creelan creates immediate feelings of trust and integrity, gifted with humor, saying what needs to be said, and a knack for fidgeting on her feet. She's inviting, authentic, and fun. Her philosophy is that we all have a calling, which typically emerges from intense personal challenges. Welcome with me, Creelan Peters. Good morning, Creelan.
Good morning, BJ. Thanks so much for having me on your show today.
I'm so glad you're here. I shared a little with our audience, but would you please share a little more about yourself with our listening audience?
Sure. Actually, and today, you know, I'm going to be talking a little bit about fear, and fear is something that we all go through, and I certainly have gone through a lot of that, and it's really kept me from being who I truly am. And I came from a background of childhood, chaos, I would say, is probably the best word. And I know a lot of us have. I grew up in a family with alcoholism and untreated mental illness. And, you know, there was a lot of neglect, abuse, secrets that we had, and it really kind of stomped out my inner voice and my calling for a lot of years. And so I know that those intense personal challenges that I talk about that we face can really have an effect on what we're called to do. But that voice inside me, you know, whatever we want to call it, has always been there and always been stronger. And I'm so grateful to have learned through my personal journey, through my professional journey, tools that can really help bust through fear and use it as an ally rather than an enemy.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, Creelan, let's just deal with that right now. What is fear?
Fear is simply an emotion. It's a core emotion that's hardwired in us. And when we think about our ancestors from years ago, you know, the caveman days, fear was their survival instinct. It kicked in so that they could run or fight in order to survive. So it really, it's hardwired in us. It's more about, it was originally for physical survival and threats to our physical safety. And these days, a lot of us don't have those same types of physical threats, but we really deal with a lot of emotional threats. And our body doesn't know the difference, so it reacts in the same way. And so fear is just really there to tell us, hey, we want to survive. And if we read the signal as just what it is, it's just a signal, and we can kind of step away from it and do some things, we can actually, like I said, turn it into an ally and use it for the greater good rather than evil, is what I like to say. So it's just an emotion, and we can't, it's just there. We can't get rid of it.
I want to ask you, you know, what are people really afraid of? But I want to go back. I want to stick to this because I want to make sure our audience has a clear understanding of it. Mm-hmm. It is an emotion. So why do we put so much weight? Why do we give it so much credence? Fear. Why do we do that?
Because what it does is it can keep us stuck, right? So when we're fearful, it can keep us in a state of paralysis. It can keep us in a state of not feeling good about ourselves, not thinking good about ourselves, being afraid of taking risks, afraid of rejection, afraid of so many different things. And, you know, we're smart. We learn. Our brains learn from the past. So if we've had a fear response to something, you know, we have a similar situation come up, then our body is going to react the same way. It's just, it's really just trying to protect us. And, but we take it as, oh my gosh, I don't want that bad thing to happen again. So I'm just going to do nothing. So it can really make us frozen in inaction, in indecision. And it's not a good feeling at all. I think we've all been there.
I agree. Now, what are people really afraid of?
Well, people are really afraid of not being able to handle whatever happens. So, of course, we all have similar fears. You know, there's been polls done over the years. People are afraid of dying. People are afraid of public speaking. Those are the two top ones, if you can believe it. But really, it's that idea that we can't handle whatever happens, because we are all going to die. I mean, that is a reality. And I don't want to make any light of that at all. And we all are dealing with loss. You know, we've all dealt with loss and stuff like that. What I'm really talking about is the fear that of not being able to handle whatever comes our way. So whatever happens to us, we can learn ways to just go, okay, this is what's happening, and what am I going to do, or how am I going to handle that? So we get kind of stuck in this, I'm not going to be able to handle if I lose my job, or I'm not going to be able to handle if I lose all my money, or if this relationship ends, or, you know, all these kinds of things that we all are dealing with. It can be health, finances, our job or career, business, anything like that. So we get really fearful of, oh, my gosh, what's going to happen? I'm not going to be able to handle it. But really that core thing is we have to be able to trust ourselves to be able to handle whatever comes our way. And a lot of us are really disconnected from trust. And a lot of it comes out in the form of we don't trust other people, but really it comes down to we don't trust ourselves.
Do we feel that we will make some major mistakes or
absolutely
things that will impact our lives, you know?
Yeah, well, and that's the thing is, you know, there's always choice points. You know, there's always, okay, well, I can go down path A, I could go down path B, and we get in our minds that one of them is going to be the best decision or the right decision, when either one of those decisions is just a decision. So if we can kind of change our thoughts, a lot of what I do with my clients is help them change how they look at things, right? So if we have a decision to make and there's two options, it's, yeah, we want to explore both options, but we have to know that regardless, we're making the best decision that we can with the information we have, and that either way we're going to be okay. So if we go down this road, if we take another job, and we're going to be okay. If we stay in our current job, we're going to be okay. So how can we be okay? And that's what we need to explore as well. So a lot of that has to do with how we think about things.
Okay, good. Now, and there are many, but what do you believe is one of the biggest myths about fear?
That it's avoidable. So a lot of us want to be, like, one of the questions I get asked a lot, BJ, is how do I get rid of fear? People just don't, it's unpleasant, and that's the thing, is we don't like to deal with the unpleasant or uncomfortable kinds of things. So people will ask, how do I get rid of it? And like I said, it's a core emotion. It's there. You're not going to be able to get rid of it. But the more you resist dealing with it, making friends with it, learning how to read it and handle it, the harder it's going to be. So it's also that resistance can be a real downside in dealing with fear. Another thing is that we think, oh my gosh, well, I want to do this. You know, we have this decision to make. We might be really excited about something, but we're also really afraid, and that's kind of two sides of the same coin. But mm-hmm. fear, if you're growing, if you're pushing yourself, if you're going to another level in your business, moving to a different location, if you know, any kind of change that you're making is going mm-hmm. to bring up fear. It's inevitable. And so a lot of us want the really good stuff without fear. That's not going to happen. But, you know, there's a spectrum, as you know. I mean, some fear is really good, and we can get like, oh, my gosh, it really helps us and it pushes us forward. A lot of performers, myself included, have that experience where that fear actually helps with your performance. It gets you, you know, you feel alive, you feel more connected, more in the moment. But there's that fear there. So it's learning to manage that in a way that you can use it to help you and propel you forward rather than keep you stuck.
Wow. I don't think I've ever heard it quite put like that. That's awesome. That's awesome. So, with you saying that, why do some people get stuck in fear and others are able to move through it?
That's a great question. The simple answer is it's our own thoughts. It's how we think about things. So there's a phenomenon that I call the thought spiral.
Mm-hmm.
So something happens and we have a thought about it, right? A thought can be, and it's usually a thought about how we are a lot of times or how the world is. It's kind of a blame game. You either blame yourself, you blame the world, you get stuck in the why me, poor me, that kind of thing. And those thoughts just kind of go out of control and they spiral. It can spiral from I lost my job to I'm never going to be good enough to I'm going to die because I have no money. I mean, it can just spiral like that out of control. And when our thoughts spiral, it affects everything else. It affects how we feel. So it can take a little bit of fear and make it into a big fear, and it can paralyze us. And then the thoughts, they affect the feelings, and they affect the behavior. So when we're feeling really down, really fearful, really stuck, we're going to be less likely to do things that will get us out of that, to take action. So that's what really, really I help focus on with clients is helping them with those thoughts, being able to change those thoughts into a more positive direction, and also to help them slow down that spiral so that we can kind of get in there before it gets to the really, really bad stuff down at the bottom.
Do you think that fear can cause depression?
That's an interesting question. I think it, I wouldn't say cause, but I think it can certainly be a factor in depression. As you know, I'm also a licensed psychotherapist. And I think it really can affect how we feel. You know, depression is based on a whole ton of different types of symptoms that have to be present for a period of time. But it can start as that fear. And usually I see a lot of fear more with anxiety than depression because it comes up as a fear of maybe being around people, a fear of, So, and that's more anxiety kinds of stuff. But, it, I mean, anxiety and depression are very closely related as well. It definitely can affect your mood. And especially if we're stuck in it long enough, it can really affect our mood. It can, you know, our thoughts affect our brain chemistry, and brain chemistry affects our mental health. So absolutely, they are all related.
The reason I ask is that I've seen many people in my line of work, calling, that has allowed that fear to paralyze, if I may use the word, what they were designed to do.
Mm-hmm.
When reading what you said in your bio, it says that you believe that each person has a calling.
Mm-hmm.
And when I see, what I've seen is that sometimes that fear causes that person not to operate fully in their calling, which
yeah.
in turn causes them to be depressed about it or have anxiety about it. So that's
mm-hmm.
why I was asking you, how does fear relate in that manner?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's real. The calling, you said, typically emerges from intense personal challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And when a person knows that they've been called to do something and that fear sets in when and they don't do it, then they begin to feel bad about themselves.
Right. Right. That can certainly happen. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all very closely related. Like, you know, it's amazing how just changing one of those things, so changing your relationship
mm-hmm.
with fear can affect everything else. Changing the way you think can
right.
affect everything else. So it's really seeing, because it's sometimes, as you probably know from the work that you do and people that you work with, it gets kind of tangled up in there. You know, like
yes,
what
yes.
one thing leads to another. And then, you know, I've certainly worked with clients who've been tangled up in the mess for years. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I know it gets really frustrating. And I like to remind people, too, that it didn't take just a week to get this way. So it's going to take a little longer than a week to untangle that. And so
right.
just being patient. And one of the things I say to people all the time is be kind and gentle with yourself, because the last thing we need to do when we're untangling that and learning new skills is to berate ourselves, get hard on ourselves. It's, you know, like any new skill or anything that we're doing either for the first time or doing again after a period of time not doing it, it takes patience. It takes time. It takes consistency, and a lot of times it will take support as well. So it's just
right.
it's okay, and it'll take some time, but it's about that belief in yourself, that faith that it's worth it.
It is. It most definitely is, and the person is worth it. Most
absolutely.
Definitely. Well, Cleland, give us some quick tips for helping people get unstuck and move forward. And this is the operative word here, with ease.
With ease, right? Well,
yeah,
one of the
yeah.
things, like I said before, is a lot of us, we don't like the this discomfort that comes with fear, because it can be really uncomfortable. But if we don't want to deal with it, if we're avoiding it, that's the best way to make it grow bigger and to get uglier and more vicious in our face. So the first thing we really want to do is acknowledge it. We want to say, okay, I'm afraid here. You know, when you say it out loud, when you admit it, you get out of that denial, that resistance. And it's like, oh, my gosh, yes, that's how I feel. A lot of us go through life and we want to feel the good stuff and we want to avoid the bad stuff. And it doesn't work that way. It's, you know, it's the law of physics. You know, everything has an equal and opposite reaction. We have, you know, the good comes with the bad. So the first thing is to acknowledge it, and it's okay, and it's a part of life. And actually, what I love to challenge people to do is to look at fear and say, wow, I'm doing something that I'm really meant to do, and I'm feeling afraid. I must be on the right path, because if I'm
mm-hmm.
growing, fear is going to be there, so it must mean I'm doing it right. So if we can, like, even look at it that way, and just that small shift and how we look at it can change our relationship with it, can change our perspective, and it really can help us feel better, knowing that it's normal and it's healthy. A lot of us kind of want to look at fear as this horrible stepchild, and it's not.
Mm-hmm,
it's, just,
mm-hmm.
it's a part of life. So that's one. That's the first step. I always say you have to acknowledge it and make friends with it. Don't
uh-huh,
send it outside,
uh-huh.
you know, just it, you have to acknowledge it. Another thing is that the only way to move through fear is to take action. And I don't mean run around the block necessarily, but you have to do something. So whether it's changing your thoughts, whether it's taking a small step towards something you want to do, maybe it's asking for help, maybe it's accepting help. Those are two different things. It's something. So moving through fear requires some sort of action. Because if we think of fear as being stuck and paralyzed, the opposite of being stuck and paralyzed is movement. So we have to get out of the muck.
Okay.
Yeah, we have to get out of the muck. I say stuck in the muck, got to get out of that. Being paralyzed is being frozen, is being unable to move. So we need movement in some direction. It can be with our thoughts. It can be with our actions.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. I like the fact that the way you said about getting out of it, but it's not aggressive. That's the word I'm looking for. It's not so aggressive that it causes the person to become even more upset or more fearful.
Right.
So,
no, it needs,
like
and that's
that.
Why I
like
put
that.
On there with ease. Like, we want to do it
with ease.
And being kind and gentle with ourselves. You know, we're so hard on ourselves. And sometimes that comes out in being hard on others. You know, a telltale sign that someone has a low opinion of themselves is when they complain about other people. So we really want to be gentle, and it doesn't have to be hard. That's another myth that I hear people saying, and I always say, suffering is optional. It really is.
we can go
through life, and it could be okay. It can be fun. Really, it's okay.
It's okay. Priya, how can they get in touch with you?
Well, my website is www.krylyn.com, and my name is spelled K-R-Y-L-Y-N, so krylyn.com, and my email is krylyn@krylyn.com, which I say is very easy if you know how to spell my name.
Mm-hmm. Well, before you go, we've got about a minute. What would you say to someone that's dealing with fear that maybe could assist them just in the beginning stage?
Breathe.
Take
some
that's
deep
good.
Breaths. Yeah. Breathing is really important. I have a lot of training in breathing and mindfulness meditation. So breathing and get support. That's and the right kind of support. So the support that helps lift you up rather than keep you down. So if I could say anything, that would be it. Breathe and ask for help.
Wonderful. We've been talking today with Krylyn Peters from Fear to Fearless. Visit her website at www.krylyn.com, Facebook, and she's also on Twitter. We're so excited to have you, and she's on LinkedIn as well. So thank you so much, Krylyn, for stopping by Walking in Power Blog Talk Radio.
Let's hear a little more about women of power.
Oh, I'm so glad to have you. Let's hear a little bit more about women of power. It's coming up soon. We only have 25 days left. I'm looking for you.
17th Annual Women of Power Women's Weekend presents Matters of the Heart, March 19th through the 22nd at the beautiful Congress Hotel and Suites, Norcross, Georgia. Proverbs 4:23, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Registration available at women-of-power.org. That's women-of-power.org. Special day rates are also available. I'm your host, Dr. B.J. Relaford, and I look forward to seeing you there.
Again, special thanks to our special guest, Krylyn Peters. That's www.krylyn.com, K-R-Y-L-Y-N.com. Whatever you do, wherever you go, always walk in power.